The Timberwolves fired Dwayne Casey. Now, everybody was saying the Timberwolves were really exceeding expectations. What do you see in that?
Well, obviously, you got the superstar in Kevin Garnett there, and they haven't had much success. They've had some different coaching changes. Obviously, Flip Saunders was there for a while with the Pistons now, and they have some younger players. A couple of them have been injured. McCants from North Carolina has been injured a little bit, but now Randy Foy from Villanova, they got high in the draft this year, starting to perform better. But I guess they just didn't feel the team was as consistent as they wanted it to, or going in the direction, I think, probably that Kevin Garnett wanted to go in. And they made a decision. Randy Whitman, who I actually played with a little bit, is a great guy. He's been a head coach in the league before. He's been an assistant for a long time. Friends with McHale. And obviously there must be a comfort factor there. So it'll be interesting how all that plays out.
But it's interesting when you fire a team, albeit 20-20, when they're still in the playoff hunt. So what's your rating on that decision? A little bit surprising?
Well, you know, it's always tough. I mean, but, you know, as general managers or presidents of basketball operations, whoever's running the show, obviously those decisions are difficult. But they're there day in and day out. They're understanding and hearing what the players are saying. They're looking at the consistency of the team. They're looking at their superstar and how comfortable he is, and the production of the young players. And obviously there wasn't a comfort factor there. Dwayne Casey was only there a year and a half. He had been an assistant in the league for, I think, about 10 years. So it's unfortunate, but it's part of the business. It's not fair, but a lot of things aren't fair. And, you know, everybody, you know, in the Timberwolves organization, from the hierarchy, the owner, Glenn Taylor, must have felt that this was the right way to go, and he's the boss, and McHale pulls the trigger.
But, Vinny, you know, you put it in a way, you express it in a way that Kevin Garnett, you know, had to be part of that. Do you think that on the team that I believe is the best-run team in the NBA, and I'm totally upfront about my bias, that the Suns would allow one player to have that kind of input?
No, but every situation is different. Obviously, that wouldn't be the case with the Suns, but we're in a different situation, and we're built a little bit different. But every organization is run differently. And, you know, Kevin Garnett, they have to make him happy. They haven't built a team around him, I don't think, that he's happy with over the years, and they want to make sure they keep him happy because he's the big draw there, and he's a superstar player. But they got some young players. I'm a fan of Randy Foy. I like him as a young player. I liked him in the draft last year. He continues to put up pretty good numbers and continues to improve. But it's tough. I mean, they're in the Western Conference. The Western Conference has a lot of very good teams. Everyone seems to get better every year, so it's not easy. So at 20-20, they just feel like they're real close to go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak where they're not even in the playoffs with a system. So shake it up now, maybe turn the corner a little bit with Randy Whitman, who's very familiar with their system, who I'm sure has a great relationship with the team, and see what happens there. So obviously there's probably some things that are not being said, but overall it's ultimately the owner's decision, and then Kevin McHale has to abide by that and make this make that situation as comfortable for everybody that he can to get into the playoffs.